From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id. Here is the news read by Putri. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin expresses concern over Mount Semeru eruption, and Indonesia's creative economy contribution reaches 1,100 trillion rupiah, culinary, craft, and fashion the most lucrative. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has expressed his concern over the eruption of Mount Semeru in East Java province. The Vice President also conveyed his condolences to the people whose family members became victims of the eruption. He reminded everyone living in areas around Mount Semeru to increase awareness and conduct disaster mitigation measures against the natural disasters. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno appreciated the formation of the Regional Leadership Council for the National Creative Economy Movement, or DPW GECRAFS, of Banten Province, which is expected to improve the welfare of Banten creative industry players and open up the widest possible employment opportunities. Sandiaga was quoted on Sunday, December 5th, as saying that currently the creative economy sector is the second largest contributor in Indonesia. In addition, Indonesia is also ranked third in the world with a creative contribution of up to 1,100 trillion rupiahs, after America with the Hollywood film industry and South Korea with the K-pop music industry. There are three main subsectors that are currently developing, namely the culinary, craft, and fashion sectors. The Indonesian Embassy in Pretoria was supported by the Indonesian Trade Promotion Office ITPC Johannesburg, presenting the Indonesian full-day market in South Africa recently. The information from the Indonesian Embassy in Pretoria, as quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, stated that the Indonesian market, which was held at Hazel Food Market Pretoria, was visited from various circles. Indonesian Ambassador to South Africa Salman Al-Farisi said that as in previous years, the Indonesian market became a promotional event for Indonesia to the South African public, both in terms of culinary wealth, culture, tourism, and superior products. Now we move to the international news. The incoming German government wants to make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory from March 16 for people working in hospitals, nursing homes, and other medical practices, according to a copy of draft legislation seen by Reuters on Sunday, December 5th. Germany has been reticent about making vaccines compulsory for fear of exacerbating a shortage of medical and nursing home staff, but support has grown for the idea as the country has faced surging infections in a fourth wave of the pandemic. The draft seen by Reuters said staff working in these areas would have to prove that they are vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 or present a medical certificate to show they cannot be vaccinated by March 15. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has spread to about one-third of U.S. states, but the Delta version remains the majority of COVID-19 infections as cases rise nationwide, U.S. health officials said on Sunday, December 5th. Dr. Anthony Fauci, U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, said he also hoped the United States would lift its ban on travelers from southern African countries in a reasonable period of time. At least 16 U.S. states have reported Omicron cases. South Korea on Sunday, December 5th, reported 3 more Omicron coronavirus variant cases, bringing its total confirmed so far to 12, the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency, KDCA, said. From Monday, people visiting 14 designated public spaces, including hospitality and entertainment venues, will have to show their vaccine passes as the government sets out a plan to reduce the risk of community spread. The public will have a grace period of a week to get used to the new rules. The last item. Saudi Arabia has granted approval for people vaccinated with Russia's Sputnik jab starting from January 1, 2022, to enter the country in a move that will enable Muslims to take part in religious pilgrimages. This was stated by the Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, which financed the development of Sputnik V on Sunday. Foreign tourists vaccinated with Sputnik will still be required to quarantine for 48 hours and take a PCR test. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Semeru, also known as Mahameru, erupted again on Saturday afternoon, December 4th, with a plume of ash rising upwards. The highest mountain on the Java Island and located in the Lumajang area, East Java, has actually erupted with incandescent lava and roaring sounds since Friday afternoon, December 3rd. According to data from the National Disaster Management Agency, as of Sunday morning, December 5th, there were 14 casualties and dozens of others suffered burns as a result of this eruption. What happened to Mount Semeru has received serious and immediate attention from the Indonesian government. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, in his press statement during a working visit in Bali Sunday, December 5th, issued a number of instructions to ministries and agencies related to the eruption of Mount Semeru. He asked the Ministry of Social Affairs, the Ministry of Health, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, and the East Java Provincial Government to immediately take action. He also asked Minister of Social Affairs Tri Risma Harini to provide assistance. To the Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin, the Vice President requested that assistance to the victims be carried out by preparing medical treatment. The victims who experienced the impact of the eruption are expected to be immediately treated by medical personnel. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency was asked to immediately provide shelter for the affected people as well as to search for victims. The Governor of East Java and all regional heads and ranks of the Regional Leadership Communication Forum in the East Java region were also asked to move quickly to provide assistance. In addition, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also requested that the disaster early warning system always work well in order to minimize casualties. According to the Vice President, early warnings are not only for mountain eruptions, but also for other disasters such as floods and landslides. In addition, early warning must also be followed by disaster prevention efforts. Indonesia is known to be prone to natural disasters, both tectonic and geological, such as earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions, as well as hydrometeorology, including floods and droughts. To minimize the impact of disasters, the increase in the number of early warning tools in places that have potential for disasters must continue to be intensified. In addition, public knowledge about disasters, especially how to deal with disasters, needs to be improved. If not, the impact of the ordeal that befell Indonesia towards the end of 2021 could happen again. And listener, that's commentary. In this story, we start with the tragedy of December 6, 1907, the explosion of a coal mine in the Monongah City area. A tragedy of the mining of Monongah in Monongah, West Virginia, happened on December 6, 1907. The explosion was described as the worst mining disaster in American history. The explosion occurred at Mine No. 6 and No. 8 Fairmont Coal Company. It killed about 362 miners and mostly men. The explosion caused major damage to the mine and surfaces. The official cause was unknown, but the investigators at the time believed that an electric spark or one of the miner's flames ignited the coal dust or methane gas. Return to December 6, 1917, Finland gained independence from Russia. In the 21st century, Finland once asked Sweden to protect Finland from Russian expansion, but instead of protecting, Sweden has colonized Finland. So since 1154, Finland has been part of the Swedish Empire. Entering the 18th century, in 1721, Russia occupied Finland. 87 years later, in 1808, Finland became an autonomous region under the Russian Empire. In 1901, due to strong resistance from the Finnish, Russian people gave the right to vote and had the right to the legislature until the end of 1917. Finally, following the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1917 and the expulsion of the Russian army from the territory of Finland, the country also proclaimed its independence on December 6, 1917. However, Finland achieved formal independence on January 3, 1918, and disputes over territorial boundaries were later resolved in the Treaty of Tartu, signed in 1920. We end today's story with a tragedy on December 6, 2008, landslide on the Antarbangsa Hill. The landslide on Antarbangsa Hill 2008 was a landslide tragedy on December 6, 2008 on Antarbangsa Hill Ulu Klang in Selangor, Malaysia. Five people were killed and more than eight people were buried in the landslide at Antarbangsa Hill Ulu Klang near Kuala Lumpur. This landslide buried 14 bungalows in Luxury Park Hill and Main Park Hill occurred at 4 a.m. local time. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
And it's obvious, I clung to the thought of we in an audience. 3 foot across to you, I was lost in the sauce. Thick headed, now I'm regretting all that、
Don't、
I lost. Admit it, I get it,、
hey.
Say no more, say less, I'll get dressed and I'll hit the dough. But I doubt that's really what you asking for. So stop the games, I came to relax the flow. I'm back to show, I know how to patch that hole. Then yell, get a fella who can match your glow. It's me, Freddy B, back with Mo. So admit it, if you with it, then I'm with it. Let's get it. What you running from, baby?
Girl, I want you back in my life.
Thank you. Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the 2021 Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin National Leadership Meeting in Bali last Friday. In his remarks, the President requested Kadin support to detail government policies, mainly to those which are Indonesia's focus in the G20 presidency. Indonesia's G20 presidency has been started since December 1, 2021. President Joko Widodo said, currently the world's economic pendulum is starting to move towards a green economy. For that, Indonesia must immediately adjust so that when the world only accepts products produced by renewable energy, Indonesia is ready. Meanwhile, in the energy transition, Indonesia also has strength in the form of abundant natural resources that can be utilized to produce green energy. The president mentioned the hydro potential of Indonesia's 4,400 rivers. He gave some examples. The Memberamo in Papua has the potential to produce 24,000 megawatts of electricity, and Kayan River in North Kalimantan can generate between 11 and 13,000 megawatts. Therefore, the president asked Kadin in this leadership meeting to go into more detail, especially with regard to economic and structural reforms, as well as assistance for micro, small and medium enterprises and economic transformation. The president wants the needs and desires of economic actors in the field to be in line with the policies that have been made by the government. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Arsyad Rashid, appreciates the presence of President Joko Widodo and his line of ministers in the Kadin National Leadership Meeting. The Chambers also appreciates the hard work of the president and the government in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic and states that he is ready to support the government's steps in advancing the national economy.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, the Banyungat of Natural Tourism Object is located in the village of Duku, Watu Limo District, Trenggalek Regency, East Java. Since its opening, this tourism destination has attracted many tourists because of its cool, beautiful, and natural atmosphere. The name Banyungat means warm water. This 7-hectare tourism attraction offers natural beauty in the form of waterfalls, rocky river flows, kedung or warm water pools, and various adrenaline-pumping playgrounds. To enter the tourism area of Banyungat, you will walk along the path while enjoying the fresh air and cool atmosphere. You can choose the path to cross the river. There are the bamboo bridge and the suspension bridge, namely the Kangen Bridge. To pass the suspension bridge, you will find Kedung Banyungat. You can feel the freshness of the warm water in this pool. Besides the warm water pool, you can also enjoy the beauty of the Urang Kambu waterfall, as high as about 30 meters. You can swim under the waterfall. The management also provides life jackets for visitors who cannot swim. In addition to enjoying activities in the water in this tourism attraction, there is also a viewing tower on a tree to relax while enjoying the natural atmosphere. Banyungat also has an adrenaline pumping ride in the form of an air bike. You can enjoy the natural beauty of an air bike that is equipped with special safety standard equipment. For those of you who like camping, this tourism area also has an area to set up a tent that is equipped with swing rides and a hammock at a height and installed between shady trees. To enter this tourist area, you are required to buy an entrance ticket worth 5,000 rupiah per person. This tourism area is also equipped with various facilities ranging from canteens, places of worship, bathrooms, and gazebos. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Putus asa, putus cinta adalah bias. victory, come on, let's go. Leave all the drama, it's time to act grown. With the zone, ah, take you places that you've never known. We just wanna slay, ay, we shine like diamonds on so toothpaste.
Ini dengarkanlah, aku akan buktikan tanpa kamu bersamaku, aku kan bisa.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Ada Uang Kecil, which means Do You Have Small Change? This conversation happens between Kevin and a seller on the roadside. Kevin buys mineral water in a small kiosk. Kevin gives 100,000 rupiah. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa?
4,000 rupiah.
Ini uangnya?
Aduh maaf, ada uang kecil?
Ada, sebentar.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much? 4,000 rupiah. 4,000 rupiah. Which means 4,000 rupiah. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya. Which means here it is. Ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil. Which means do you have small change? Uang receh. Uang receh. Which means small change. Maaf. Maaf. Which means sorry. Saya tidak punya. Saya tidak punya. Which means I don't have. In the conversation, you hear a question, ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil? Which means do you have small change? The question is used to request small amount of money. Uang kecil means small change. The synonym is uang receh. Uang receh. When you need small change and wants to ask for it or borrow it to someone else, you can say ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil? Or ada uang receh? Ada uang receh, which means do you have small change? Let's listen to the other examples of asking small change. Ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil, which means do you have small change? Maaf, saya tidak punya. Maaf, saya tidak punya, which means sorry, I don't. Ada uang receh? Ada uang receh, which means do you have small change? Ada. Ada. Which means, yes, I do. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa?
4,000 rupiah.
Ini uangnya?
Aduh maaf, ada uang kecil?
Ada, sebentar.
Alright listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Make it last forever.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati by Wiwit Sunarto. The song composed by R. Maladi describes a jasmine chain as a tribute to the services of a hero. Even though the hero will never return, his services and sacrifices will be remembered for good. Well listener, here is the song entitled Rangkaian Melati by Wiwit Sunarto. Happy listening!
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جو يي فانغ شي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. ودا كو جو باو هو ني، يدا كو جو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Touch you gently, mix your life so completely. And every time you need me, I'll be there for you. Yeah. I say I'll give it all. Take trips to New York, girl. I'll take care of you. Morning caffeine and a late night sipping.
Till the day the world stops spinning, I'll give you the rest of me. And I want you to know, come to me and rest easily, or we could talk things out till three. 'Cause your love gives me the nectar of the soul, baby. You help me see the world so differently. Tomorrow's all the world right in front of me. And every time you need me, I'll be there for you.
Last night was an epic night, yeah. We vibed out, saw the moonlight, yeah. The stars out, then we shine bright. Freaky all night, sipping Henny till we falls out, yeah. Modern day Bonnie and Clyde, man, yeah. And we got the power to get that bone, man. Every time we step to a joint, face go red, turning, we finesse.
blessing every time I see the angel eyes flow. The wonderful.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adalah. See you on the next English program.